The WikiLeaks release of 2.3 million diplomatic cables represents more than a mere data breach. It's a revolutionary act of scholarship that has fundamentally altered our understanding of how American power operates globally. Julian Assange called it a vivisection of a living empire, revealing the actual substance flowing between the organs of state power rather than the sanitized version we're typically fed. What makes these documents so extraordinary is their authenticity. These aren't speculative analyses, but the unfiltered communications of those wielding American power across the globe. The impact was seismic, with governments scrambling to contain the fallout and media outlets wrestling with how to report findings that contradicted official narratives. As Time magazine's former editor-in-chief noted, WikiLeaks is to the United States what the Samizdat underground press was to the Soviet Union, a rare glimpse behind the curtain of power that those in authority never intended us to see. Imagine a network spanning 191 countries, 276 fortified buildings housing diplomats, spies, military attachés, and representatives from 27 government agencies. Each embassy functions as a microcosm of American power, with secure communications rooms, SCIFs, where classified information flows through encrypted networks to Washington. This nervous system of empire projects American influence globally. The cables reveal how diplomats threaten consequences for non-compliance, push corporate agendas, and undermine governments challenging American hegemony. The cables also expose America's contradictory relationship with authoritarian regimes, scathing private assessments paired with increased military aid due to strategic importance. Turkmenistan's Berdimuhamedov, privately described as having a Stalin-like cult of personality, received tripled military assistance. Egypt's stubborn and calculating Mubarak got billions in aid. Uzbekistan's Karimov, notorious for boiling dissidents alive, maintained U.S. military cooperation due to Afghanistan supply routes. This pattern repeats across regions and administrations. Dictators serve American interests. Embassy staff manage these relationships through military training, intelligence sharing, and economic agreements while privately acknowledging moral compromises. Maintaining stability becomes the euphemism for brutal crackdowns, while administrative challenges masks systemic corruption. When the Arab Spring erupted in 2011, WikiLeaks cables provided unprecedented insight into the corruption and abuses of Middle Eastern dictatorships. In Tunisia, two diplomatic cables from Ambassador Godec became revolutionary documents, one describing the Ben Ali family's grasping corruption, seemingly half the Tunisian business community can claim a Ben Ali connection, and another characterizing Tunisia as a police state with serious human rights problems. Demonstrators took to the streets wielding printed copies of these documents, transforming vague suspicions into documented facts. In Egypt, cables revealed the Mubarak regime's dangerous complacency before its fall, dismissing the possibility of widespread politically motivated unrest as not part of the Egyptian mentality. This fundamental miscalculation, documented in diplomatic correspondence, proved fatal to Mubarak's 30-year rule. The revelations extended across the region, exposing Yemen's President Saleh's manipulation of counterterrorism funds and the Gaddafi family's excesses in Libya. The timing of these releases, coinciding with rising economic hardship and social media's expanding reach, created a perfect storm that amplified their impact on movements for change. The WikiLeaks files meticulously document American war crimes, bombing civilians, killing journalists, deploying black special forces for extrajudicial killings, using banned cluster bombs, and torturing detainees. The Guantanamo files reveal that many detainees weren't the worst of the worst as claimed. Journalist Sami Al-Haj was classified as high intelligence value without evidence, with interrogations focused on extracting information about Al Jazeera rather than terrorism. Other cables expose the FRAGO 242 protocol that ordered U.S. forces not to investigate Iraqi torture, particularly troubling since American personnel were training these forces in the same techniques. To avoid accountability, America unsigned the Rome Statute establishing the International Criminal Court, enacted the Hague Invasion Act, authorizing all means necessary to free Americans detained by the ICC, and coerced weaker states into bilateral immunity agreements. This reveals a system designed to project power without accountability, where documented war crimes remain unpunished while whistleblowers face persecution. Empire requires both military might and economic leverage. The cables reveal U.S. ambassadors worldwide promoting corporate interests as strategic priorities, lobbying for GM crops even at the Vatican, threatening trade consequences for resistant nations, and wielding debt through IMF structural adjustment programs. Vietnam illustrates this approach. 25 years after America's military defeat, the U.S. Embassy celebrated Vietnam's incorporation into U.S.-led globalization through WTO membership and market reforms, achieved through economic pressure rather than military force. The Trans-Pacific Partnership, covering 40% of global GDP while excluding China, exemplified the imperialism of free trade, using American power to create market conditions favorable to U.S. corporations. Diplomatic missions serve as forward bases for American business interests, with ambassadors acting as corporate advocates while promoting a specific economic development model. The documents reveal how U.S. diplomats coordinated with international financial institutions to maintain this system of economic influence, showing that free markets require strong states enforcing rules that benefit powerful interests. The WikiLeaks files document America's systematic efforts to undermine governments challenging its hegemony. Venezuela appears in over 9,400 diplomatic cables, more than any Latin American country except Brazil, with 7 times its population. A classified 2006 cable revealed the embassy's explicit strategy. 1. Strengthening democratic institutions. 2. Penetrating Chavez's political base. 3. Dividing Chavismo. 4. Protecting vital U.S. business. And 5. Isolating Chavez internationally. Similar patterns emerge in Bolivia, Ecuador, and Nicaragua, where U.S. diplomats work to undermine democratically elected governments pursuing independent policies. Most disturbing are cables revealing U.S. strategies to destabilize Syria years before the 2011 uprising, suggesting the U.S. should play on Sunni fears of Iranian influence and exploit economic vulnerabilities to foster internal dissent. The documents expose a consistent pattern of intervention contradicting public diplomatic statements about respecting sovereignty and supporting democratic processes. When governments pursue policies independent of Washington's preferences, the full weight of American power, from economic pressure to covert operations, is deployed to bring them back into line or remove them entirely. WikiLeaks revelations have transformed our understanding of power in the international system by exposing the inner workings of empire, the calculations, planning sessions, moral compromises, and pursuit of national interest that define great power politics. By publishing over 250,000 diplomatic cables, WikiLeaks provided an essential transparency service, allowing citizens to see beyond managed narratives and understand how decisions affecting millions are made based on strategic interests rather than humanitarian principles. The classification system doesn't merely protect sensitive information, but often conceals hypocrisy and abuses of power. As Assange noted, countries need access to the plans and records of American power to have any meaningful say in how it's wielded. These documents offer a detailed blueprint of modern empire in practice. In a world where power increasingly operates in shadows, WikiLeaks has brought necessary light, revealing truths that demand attention. The question remains whether we'll use this knowledge to hold power accountable or allow it to retreat into darkness.